You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for Survivor. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Survivor news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off, and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for Survivor!
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Macedo with Steve the Steamer, calling from the East Coast. So, Steam, what did you think of tonight's episode?
It angered me.
Did it? What?
Yes.
Who? Did it anger you the end, like who left, or the behavior of everybody?
Just pretty much everyone in this cast, except for like maybe like three or four people, just anger me, just how idiotic they are, the lack of logic, gameplay, just in general.
Yeah, it seems to be pretty emotional. Everything, they're all trying to not be, but
yeah.
People are getting pretty crazy. Well, so at the beginning of the episode, we started off with the challenge with the coconut water.
Yep.
And Jim got immunity.
Yes.
Right? How do you think that competition went?
I don't know. They've done similar sort of things before, like where it's like in stages where only a certain number advance and then they have the actual competition. And like the first thing is always something random. So it makes it where like the actual competitor, like Ozzy, would have not as much of an advantage as he would normally. And I don't know if that's what they're going for, but it ended up working out. Since like Dawn, LaVance, Whitney, and normally in competition, those wouldn't be two of the ones you would expect to see go far.
What do you think, who are the people that you like, the few that you like?
I think Albert's doing all right. Sophie. I like Ozzy, even though he's an idiot too. And Coach, even though he's an idiot also. But other than those, the rest of them just all go away. I wouldn't miss them at all. And Jim, I guess, is all right. But once again, he made some bad moves, so it's on him at this point.
So Coach is saying a lot of stuff. At the beginning of the episode, he starts out with celebration of Tai Chi on the beach.
Yes.
He's
talking
about
the first thing you want to do when you win.
Exactly. He talks about, he seems like he thinks of himself as some sort of a warrior.
Yes.
And now,
that's his third word.
Yeah. Now everyone is trying to get people to vote against a certain few. So then towards, I was noticing that the tactics of Coach and the guy whose uncle or cousin is the liar.
Brandon.
Yes.
Yeah, Brandon.
Yeah, what did you think of that?
I don't know, like when they the first thing they showed was like when they were coming back from tribal from the last time, and like Ozzy wanted to talk to Cochran like one-on-one, since obviously that's what you want to do. Like Ozzy was just calmly going to talk to him about what Cochran did and basically screwed over Ozzy, which that's fine. And then Brandon walks on over like he's Cochran's bodyguard, and it just creeped me out. It's like a weird relationship. Like if I was like in afraid for my safety, that's like the last guy I would want protecting me.
Yeah.
I mean, he's like 4 foot tall.
It's medical stuff.
I don't know. just not right. I mean, it's a weird relationship those two have. I don't even want to get into it at this point. We'll see how that goes as we get further into the season, but not looking good.
What do you think of Cochran? Everybody seemed to really despise him.
I would too. the thing that I don't like is like they're trying to play up like last week and this week. Like,
yeah, could you tell me what happened?
Last week they had a plan where it's like five from each tribe. Like Ozzy went through all these theatrics to get it to that point where it's 5-on-5. They would have an idol and eventually they would beat the other one in. Once it's a tie, like 5-5 or whatever, they would have to draw rocks. Mm. And the odds were in the favor of Cochran's tribe to win that. But Cochran didn't want to have anything to do with that, and he's flopped, and he joined up with the other tribe.
Mm.
So it's 6 against 4. And it was just like a cowardly move, as Jim pointed out, since if you crunch the numbers, it didn't make sense. And he did it anyway because he's a wuss, and that's what he did. Oh, Ozzy called him a wiener, which I don't know. I don't know if I want to be called a wiener on national TV. That's pretty hardcore.
That is hardcore. Well, so and everyone's feelings seem to be pretty hurt. Their friendships.
Yeah, which they should be, since he stabbed them in the back, and it ruined their chance at the game, and I think it could cost Cochran his, although it might work out, but still, it was a bad move.
Do you
and
understand?
I don't like the whole thing of like the bullying, like, oh, I'm fighting back.
Oh,
you're,
yeah.
You're on Survivor. Like, the whole thing is you're trying to survive in the wilderness and win competitions to get you further along. Did she just drag him along and be nice to the guy? No. I mean, they're trying to survive, and he's a liability.
Yeah.
He has to be mean to him. If he costs you, you say something to him. And they should have voted him out a while ago, but they didn't, so that's their fault, too. But in general, it's just... Everyone needs a trophy. That's like society today. Like, there's no winners and losers. Everybody wins.
The participation trophies, yeah.
Yeah, that's basically what Cochran wants.
Yeah. Do you think that he's been treated like that or gotten that in his life before this?
Yeah, I would imagine so. And I've gone through similar sort of things to a degree, probably not as much as him, but I'm sure a lot of people have. And obviously, it's not that good to be in that position. But when you're out in Survivor, you signed up to play Survivor. Just like if you're on like a baseball team somewhere. If you're not performing, you're not going to play.
Right.
It's that simple. You're not going to make the team. He shouldn't be making the team. Don't cry about it. Do something about it. Perform in competitions.
So do you feel like you understand where Cochran was coming from or not at all?
No, it was just strictly emotional. It wasn't intelligent at all. And once again, it could work out for him, but still, it wasn't a logical move.
Yeah.
He just acted out by the fact of he felt bullied and I don't know.
Yeah, he was saying that he felt bullied and there was a whole situation with Ozzy. And Ozzy was asking, like, did I make you feel small? When did I make you feel small? And Whitney was feeling villainized. So,
yeah, she loved that word this week.
Oh, loved? Oh, no, but she said what she
vilified.
Yeah, that's what she said. She loved it. It's her fave.
Yeah, that's the word of the week. She must have just got that in like a fortune cookie somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Saving that one up for a rainy day, or in this case,
exactly,
when she was down on her luck.
So do you feel like she was legit in what she was saying? Do you feel like anyone was blaming her? To me, it kind of came out of nowhere.
It just seemed like the other tribe was basically going with the whole angle. They were so mean to Cochran, treating him like he was below them, which I don't know. I don't see the whole interaction. I can judge a little bit. But they saved Cochran on numerous occasions. So for Cochran to whine on the fact that he isn't as physically talented as the other people in his tribe is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And for Brandon to point out, like, he was on his high horse, like, after like what he did to people in his own tribe, like the Michaela, he was ranting and raving about for days upon days. Like she was a Jezebel or whatever word he used, some lame biblical wannabe term. And it's just stupid. I've had enough of that guy, but he's going to make it far since he's
in
the majority.
Which one as a person would you go out of your way to not hang out with?
Out of who, Brandon or who?
Out of everyone.
Out of everybody, I think it would be Brandon. I just can't stomach him whatsoever.
Yeah.
Just everything he does. It's like he's on there to reclaim the family name. Yeah, okay, your uncle was like a scumbag, but you're a douchebag.
Yeah.
I mean, which one is worse? Which one would your family's name sooner be associated with? I don't know. I think my family name would sooner be associated with scumbag than just a douchebag. And that's, I just don't like the guy.
Yeah, I feel you.
I shouldn't feel this way about somebody on Survivor, but just watching him just angers me.
Me too. He just gets a special part of me down there. He just really, really knows exactly what to say to just piss me off. I don't know what it is. Something I think it's the holier than thou kind of attitude that he has.
Yeah.
And
he definitely reeks of that. Yeah.
Yeah, and especially this episode. Now for the second challenge, that was such an intense challenge. There was a huge table of food, muffins, iced coffee, which is actually what I would be craving if I was there. And every time I go somewhere that doesn't have iced coffee and that's really hot, I do want it.
Yeah.
And
Survivor loves that challenge where they put it just at the point where like one particular alliance has an advantage and they know people will just feel safe and take the food. And they like interjecting the shots of these people pigging out as the poor people trying to win the immunity are suffering. And that's what they got again this week.
So the idea of it was, okay, if you feel safe or comfortable, then you can go sit down and eat the food. But does anyone really feel safe or comfortable, or do you think it's just like a quick fix to the hunger?
I think like some of the people in Coach's Alliance like are just going along with whatever Coach does. They don't want to be perceived as doing anything different. They just want to go with the flow. Because I was thinking about like what I would do. Like personally, like you're a survivor. Like obviously you want to eat, but you also like don't get a chance to compete like in a show like this like very often, if at all. So like I'd want to compete. But at the same time, if I was like someone like Edna or Cochran like on the bottom rungs of Alliance, you just want to blend in right now, so you have to just sit back and eat. So it all depends on what your leader, Coach, does. Mm. And so I think they made the right decision in that regard. Mm. And, like, in Cochran's case, it did give us a shot of, like, Brandon resting on Cochran's shoulder.
I know. He was fatigued from eating so much.
So those two lovebirds are cozying up. Just like Whitney Houston and Kevin Costner in The Bodyguard.
Exactly that kind of dynamic. I totally see that. And what about, okay, so Don, Jim, and Whitney all had to stand and walk on a balance beam while balancing what would you call it? Like a ball in this contraption?
Yeah, sort of like a ball, like in a, like a sort of like a U-shaped contraption.
Yeah, that. And so, obviously, if they lost balance or focus at all, which really sucked, because I don't know if I could do that.
Nah, but I couldn't do that one.
Yeah, if they lost focus at all, then they were out. While all their other teammates were eating, what did you think about Don's whole deal with, I'm glad you guys can eat. Like, go ahead and eat. I'm really happy for you.
She's overly sucking up to the other tribe, which I feel just like Cochran swapping last week is stupid. And she wouldn't be the target of the other tribe. Like once the other tribe has an advantage, they're going to attack Ozzy, which they did. They're going to go for Jim, which they did. And then they'll go for probably Whitney. So like there's like two or three people ahead of you in the pecking order. Don't worry about like making yourself more visible. Just worry about getting further along. And then maybe by the time it's your turn, you can pull something off. But she made herself too much of a put herself out in the shadows too much, and it almost cost her.
It's true. And what did you think about when everyone was like, go Dawn, and then Whitney said a little comment like, we know who Brandon likes more, something like that.
Yeah. Well, Brandon was really into watching. Like, if you notice when Jim went out, like, he raised his arms like he did something special. Like, that was his victory, like Jim going out. Like, so obviously he revealed who he wanted gone. And it's just, the guy, just don't like him. But anyway, so Whitney, she realized, like, they were rooting for Dawn. So that made her want to win even more since she realized she would be one of two options for him to get out.
Do you think that Dawn sucking up is working?
No. And Dawn last week made a bad move because Cochran basically told her, like, there's a chance that he would flip. And she was going to go along with it. Then she thought better. And instead of telling her tribe that he might, she just let him make his own decision and ended up costing her. Since I think if she went with Cochran and the original tribe, like, she could have made, like, the final two or three. But so as I say it now, she's just trying to scramble the best she can. And if she plays her cards right, she may be able to swing something, depending on how the other tribe breaks down. But her odds are looking pretty slim right now.
Yeah, especially since she did end up losing that challenge and falling off, which I kind of thought she was going to win. But she was being distracted, you know, and she was busy trying to tell them how amazing they are, whatever.
Yeah, it's one tribe. One tribe of unity.
Yeah,
because one tribe gets seven people eating and three schmucks having to balance a ball on some huge contraption. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. That's a family I don't think I want to be a part of.
No, no.
And it's very conditional loyalty, basically. It's about convenience. I just wonder. She fell off, obviously. Jim fell off, too. Are we glad that Whitney won?
I could do without her, too. Like, Keith made the moves weeks ago that set all these wheels in the motion. They could have got rid of Cochran. They could have kept their alliance strong. But, no, they had to go out on their own, basically kept Cochran in the game, and it's backfired on them. And then when she did that move, she did the whole thing to Ozzy where it wasn't against you, and Ozzy was upset, and she didn't know why Ozzy was upset. And then Cochran said the same to her, and she was all incredulous. So I think she's an idiot too. And I want her to win over somebody like Brandon, but.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah. I would rather have a random fish win over Brandon.
Yes.
Let's just say that.
The random fish probably is smarter than Brandon, too.
Yeah, and more articulate, too.
Yeah.
So Jim and Sophie and Albert, who kind of have, well, at least Sophie and Albert seem like they've been laying low, but Jim refers to everybody else as part of a cult, of coach's cult.
Yep.
Or whatever, which is, you know, the whole Dan situation. Do you think that they're like a cult?
Yeah, I think they are. Since his coach, like, and he had this whole thing where he's like getting all religious and having to do group prayers, which over the top creepy.
What?
And then he has Edna, who, by my count, she said one phrase this week. The show is 44 minutes long with commercials or whatever it would cut out to be, and she had a whopping six words.
Wow, what did she say?
I don't remember. I tried to write it down, but it was just gone in an instant. It was just here and then. I'm like, was that Edna? By the time I realized it was too late. And same with Rick. Rick's only words were in the beginning when he was talking to Cochran, saying it was something like, you didn't do anything wrong. Yeah, of course he didn't do anything wrong. Rick, he helped you out. But that was all Rick said in the episode. So between him and Edna, we had two sentences.
Wow.
That's pretty impressive. I don't even know what they do there. They're just kind of hanging out.
Yeah, I kind of forgot about them, really, in this episode.
Yeah, rightfully so, since they're just kind of just here at this point. And, hey, one of them could end up winning the game, which will be a travesty, but we'll see what happens. But you have those two who are loyal to Coach, and Brandon will be loyal to Coach since they're Jesus pals or whatever it was. They were good Christian men.
Men.
That was the phrase.
What do you think about them making that about religion?
I mean, they can worship whoever they want to, but I don't think God really cares about Survivor. I don't think he's up there, like, watching Survivor, like, letting, like tragedies go on in the world. Oh, sorry about that. I let that one go. I was too busy trying to help Brandon win Survivor. If there's any higher power out there, he's not going to give a crap about you playing some game for $1 million. Just go out there, do the best you can. Don't worry about bringing God into it. Just enough.
Right. What do you think would happen if someone of another religion would come in, let's say who is very devout, just any religion, do you think there would be issues?
I don't know. I don't know how much they would play it. I think they're getting away with it since there's no real dissenting voice. But if somebody was strong another way,
yeah,
I don't know if they, if Coach or Brandon would try to play that religious card. That's a good question. I honestly do not know how they would, how that would play out. Like if their desire to be honorable to God would outweigh them trying to win the game.
Yeah, you know, it's all these people put in this situation, say very different things or act in very different ways than they would otherwise. So that would be interesting. They already have acted that way. So what did you think about the final voting?
Well, the first one with Ozzy going out was pretty predictable since he's obviously the main physical threat. So there's no doubt that he was going to go out. And that's basically what he implied to Cox at the beginning, was basically he was going to go next. And he did. So that was a shock. And then same thing with Jim. They're going to go after those more physical threats. And that's why Cochran had no concerns last week why he should have done that. It's just stupid on his part. Since he wouldn't be the target at all. And by that point, he could work the numbers and go further that way. It was just ignorance. And that's the way this game is played, though. Once an alliance has an advantage, for the most part, they're going to go after the stronger players. And that's what they did. And it's the right move on their part. Maybe not for Albert and Sophie at this point. We'll see how it plays out. Like, maybe they would have been better off joining up with Jim, like Jim was saying. But I don't fully know what Jim's plan was. But as it stands, it's probably the right move for them.
Yeah, Jim was seemingly pretty desperate by the end there. He was really trying to get a group together to find someone to vote against. Who was he talking about voting against? Was it Edna? Am I making that up?
I think it was Edna. I don't know how he would have managed to do it. Like, it would be those three plus two, which would give, it would be 5-5, and once again, it would have to come down to rocks, and I don't think Albert and Sophie would be willing to put themselves on the line for a bag of rocks. At that point, they're better off to go further and then see if they can make a move as we get further down the line. So Jim is desperate, and that's what he has to do. I mean, nobody would just sit back and let themselves get picked off like that. You have to throw everything you can out there.
Right.
And unfortunately for Jim, it didn't stick.
Mm-hmm. Well, cool. Any other thoughts about the person that got kicked off?
No, I don't know. I'm curious how next week they're going to go with the whole three people on Redemption Island. They've done that in the past, and before the season started, Jeff Probst said they're going to try to shy away from multiple people at Redemption Island. So I don't know where they're going with that. And I don't know if two people will survive or just one. Because in the past, they had like three people, and the first two to finish made it as opposed to just the one. So
did they say they were going to do it differently this season than all the other seasons?
Yeah, that's what Jeff Probst said. They were trying to go shy away from multiple people challenges at Redemption Island. Since last year, at one point, they had like five people there.
Wow.
And then the top three people went on, and it was just crazy.
Wow.
I would think they'd want to stick to just one person. So that'll be intriguing to see what they do with that next week.
Awesome. Well, then let's go to a commercial break and then talk about predictions when we come back.
Wonderful.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729.
424-256-1729.
This television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig will come out.
When the TV show is over, get your AfterBuzz on.
So then let's figure out predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So, what was it that you were saying about next week?
Well, next week, obviously, they're going to have some Redemption Island challenge. I don't know how many people. Obviously, all three will be there. I just don't know how many people will go home from that. If two people will go home or just one. Because in the past, they did it with just one person went, and then they had the other two keep going along. But I heard they wanted to change that. So I would think that two people would go home next week. So either Ozzy, Jim, or Keith will be the only one left on Redemption Island. And I think I would guess it'll be Ozzy, but who's to say? Depending on the challenges, I guess.
It struck me in the preview for next week's episode when Coach said something like, "If you go against the family, then you're dead." So
yes,
if you vote against, you're dead. I mean, it really did sound like a cult type of attitude.
Yeah, it definitely is with Coach in charge.
Yeah,
it's a religious cult.
Yes.
And it seems like he's referring to Albert, since throughout the season, like, Albert seems like one of the smarter players. Like, he's trying to be tactical, trying to think out logically. And he realizes that Coach has the numbers, and he's going to need to use whatever he can to get rid of one of Coach's numbers. So I don't know if he's going to do it next week. Seems like that's what they're implying, in which case it would be a good move for Albert, depending if he can actually pull it off.
Yeah, yeah. So you think it's going to be Ozzy? I mean, not Ozzy. What was your prediction?
I think Ozzy's going to win the redemption. And in terms of who will go without my reason, I think that still, I think it's either going to be Albert or Whitney that'll go next, I believe. Mm,
yeah, I can see that. And I see how Albert has been the only person this season who's really, really kept to themselves and hasn't broken.
He's got that nice sweater that's getting a little dirty as it goes on, but still in pretty decent shape considering.
Yeah, it's still in pretty good shape. I mean, at this point, we're in, what, week?
So it'll be day, it's got to be like day 20-something. So that's pretty impressive out in the jungle with that sweater and still
definitely
holding strong.
I know, and I see a lot of them with the socks. I wonder.
Yep.
I don't know if how comfortable that is, but I guess we'll see.
I don't know how Cochran's holding up with his attire, his collared up shirt.
Oh, I know. I don't even
get styling.
That. So do you think, from what you've seen, like one outfit?
Yeah, for the most part, they might have like, I think that would be basically it. And they could switch it up depending, like, if they have, like, a T-shirt underneath their shirt, they might just wear that as opposed to the shirt. I don't know how that came along, but they're definitely not bringing luggage. So it's basically, I'm assuming, whatever they're wearing. And depending how many layers they have on, they could probably mix and match from that.
Yeah, that's what it seems like. Well, good episode tonight. Good episode tonight.
From producers Kevin Undergaro.
There we go. So, yeah, I guess that's it then for that.
Any predictions from you on how far Cochran and Brandon's relationship goes next week? You think they get to the heavy petting stage?
Yeah.
Or you think that's still a few episodes down the line?
Perhaps third base. Perhaps third base.
I mean, pretty impressive. They could find somewhere nice to hide, get away from the cameras.
Yes, exactly.
I don't know. They're definitely progressing along at a
underneath
quicker
the palm
pace
trees
than normal.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Who knows?
It's headed somewhere. I know that. It's headed somewhere. I don't know where, but
definitely.
I'm going to keep my eye on them. That's my prediction as for the romantic areas of the island. But cool. Thank you for calling in. It was good to talk to you.
And thanks for having me.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. Have an awesome week. Call in or send in any emails. You can tweet us, AfterBuzzTV, or visit us at AfterBuzzTV.com. Have a good night.
Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.